This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right. It's always life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Me and Rita is back behind master control. We just got back off of that big bird from Las Vegas, Nevada, covering the National Hardware Show, the International Building Show that was at the Las Vegas Convention Center this past weekend. It's great to be back. I'd like to welcome all of you to the Invent America segment of our show. Now I'm going to bring in my co-host and my sidekick, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, how you doing?
I am fine. It is so nice to be back, and so much happened last week. I can't wait to share it with everybody.
Yeah, they had over 3,200 exhibitors between all three shows, and they combined all the shows together, and it made it really feasible for all of us, and I'll tell you, I could barely keep my voice up. There was a lot of talking, a lot of walking, and but hey, we got through it. And you had a great time. You were displaying the at the Inventor Show, the Inventor Lady booth. That's where I was broadcasting. And next week we're going to have some inserts of some of them interviews next week, and I'm proud to let our audience know that. But what was your take on the show, Rita?
Well, just your play on words there where you said it was the Inventor Lady Show, I'm not sure that they will appreciate that, but I do. So for us, it was a great show. We were in a wonderful location this year, 600 square foot island, right in the middle of the entrance area. So people were going down both sides of our booth, and it was just, everybody was like, oh my God, you must have paid for this placement. Yes, I did. But it was a really good placement, and you don't always get to be where you want, but it's nice that we've kind of worked our way up in the pecking order to be in the front. We've already signed our contract for next year. I've had people already signing up for next year. We had one gentleman who's going to be on, our first guest, won the Retailer's Choice Award, which is always exciting. And then we had several others that were invited to be up on stage to present their products to the crowd that was out there. A lot of media coming over and taking pictures and doing, you know, their thing, but with our inventors. And so it always makes us feel good, but, you know, the coverage is nice, but it's those buyers that show up that say, yeah, when can I order this? It's the sponsors and the suppliers that show up and say, we need to talk about getting this into our stores. And one of the interesting things is, you know, we had a product there that is like, I understand the product. And in fact, I had to present his product on stage, but I don't know if this is the right show for the product. Would you believe that this guy had more hits on his thing, all right, which it's a glove mold, but none of us realize that all those plastic gloves we have been using over the last 3 years, they're full of holes.
Yes, that's right.
And he's been doing research for 20 years with his dad, and they now have a mold and a process that will not put any holes. It costs less to make. They will make more per minute, and there will be no holes in it.
Wow.
And so he had manufacturers. The timing was perfect for him. He went with us last year, but this year, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about, is why you go multiple years in a row, is because now after this huge rush and now things are calming down, all those glove factories are retooling and they're ordering new molds.
That's right.
Now you and that's about, exactly what he is.
Now, you had about 25 inventor exhibitors in your booth, right?
Right, 25? Right.
Yeah.
So just about everybody who goes with us, they're looking for licensing. The majority of the ones that go, you know, and get their own space down in the inventor spotlight sections, they're more in startup mode, which is fine. Most inventors, when they really do the numbers, it's like, okay, we really don't want to go there because they're looking at $250,000 to $500,000 just to get things teed up and ready to be, you know, placed in a store. And most inventors really, they don't want a second mortgage of the house to do that. They would much rather say, you know what, let's do some licensing and let somebody else do the heavy lifting and the product liability and all of that kind of stuff. So we've got some good lessons learned out of the show by the different inventors, and they're going to be sharing that with the audience, with our audience, so that they can be better prepared when they say, okay, I've got an idea. What do I do now?
Well, Rita, you made some real good points there. But, you know, like I always say, if you're not going to be a one-trick pony, you might really consider that licensing deal, you know?
Exactly. And I think that's what we're all about, is sharing with our listeners the lessons learned, so that instead of it just being the magic of meeting that one inventor, now we are sharing with the entire audience all of the lessons that we've learned.
Well, I can tell you, when I was taping our show for next week, and we got some good sound bites that we're going to be playing next week, we have, I counted four or five potential inventors that actually came to the booth and heard about you, and hey, I heard, are you the inventor lady? And so it's good exposure, not just for your exhibitors, but, you know, the success or failure of your organization is at stake here. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to.
Exactly. You know, we get inventors all the time that are coming up and saying, I want to go next year. I want to be here next year with you. And, you know, where they just do you have time to look at my idea? And it's like, you know, I need you to call me after the show and we can do a video call. But my inventors here have paid to have my full attention.
Yeah, that's right.
With them. And so I focus on the inventors who are there and what's going on. And, you know, I'll take time to visit with some of the inventors who come by, but really try to get them to, you know, call me after the show so that we can talk about it. But, you know, I'll get inventors, it's like, why am I not here with you this year? And it's like, I don't know, I've been here for 15 years. Wow. I'm not really hard to find. So, you know, it's good for that. And, you know, good inventors, you know, a lot of them have already started the steps to have on the show with us.
Yep, that's right. You know, and of course, too, you know, if they went over there by themselves, they're going to spend between $10,000 and $15,000 in expenses just by themselves. So when you can have one massive place that's going to attract all these potential clients and manufacturers, it's just a good cost-effective way to get exposure. You know, Rita?
Exactly, and that's why we do it.
Well, Rita, we've got to take a short break. When we come back, you are going to have some of your inventors on the show. I think our first guest is going to be Mr. Dave Fiegel. He's going to be our guest. So stay tuned. I am the Cajun man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator. I am the Cajun contractor, Michael King, along with the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton, my co-host and sidekick. This is the Invent America segment of our show of Home Talk USA, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Streaming live on the World Wide Web at GCNlive.com. Let's step away, and I hope you come right back. We will be right back with some new guests, new topics, as we talk to some of the outstanding inventors from around the globe. I'm the Cajun Man, along with Rita. We'll be right back. Yay! We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back, all of you. That's right, we behind Master Control. Me and Miss Rita, we just got back off that big bird from Las Vegas, Nevada, covering the National Hardware Show, the International Building Show, and the Kitchen and Bath Show. All three shows were combined together. Rita, well, who's our first guest?
Our first guest today is Steve Bowden. He actually lives in Las Vegas, and he has been a longtime inventor. I met him years ago when he showed in the Inventor Lady space, when it was a little space, and he's been very successful in all of his endeavors. So we are just so pleased to have Steve with us. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So what we're talking about today is just the value of going to these shows multiple times. And because some of our inventors in our booth, they had a great show, but this is like their third year. You came with us. You have been going to these shows since 1995. The product that you had when you were with us was called TV Sound Scoops. And it was
correct.
It was for people. You tell the story because it's a great story and you can tell it better than I can. So let everybody know kind of what is the product.
Okay. TV Sound Scoops is the brand name, and basically what it does is it's a piece of curved ABS plastic that attaches to the back of any TV in the area of the speakers, and it redirects the sound coming out of the TV so that you can hear the conversations on the TV much more clear. And it's really a product that is an alternate to a more expensive soundbar, and works amazingly well.
Well, and I love your story that you started, you had your first invention when you were, what, you said 11, and you sold it when you were 13. Way to go.
Oh, well, actually, that was my first business venture. My first invention was a little bit later, and it had to do with inkjet cartridges, where we figured out how to take 10 inkjet cartridges that went in Epson printers and reduce them to 3 products, and then we took that to retail and sold that for years.
Good for you.
In years.
So
yeah.
The conversation today is about going to these shows multiple times. It's not a, you know, one-trick pony. In order to really get the value out of them, you've gone multiple times. But the first time you showed TV Sound Scoops, but it took multiple shows that you got someone to be able to be the reseller for it and then eventually sold the business.
Correct. That's correct.
So tell us a little bit about that adventure.
Sure. I started going to CES, Consumer Electronics Show, back in 1995, and I've gone to SEMA, which is an automobile-oriented show, and then I've gone to the hardware show for years and years. And the reason I go every year is to see what's new, just kind of expand my understanding of products that are out there or ideas that are out there, and meet people. So there's a lot of value to attending the shows on a regular basis.
So, well, I know I enjoy seeing you every year, and I know that music's going to start where we need to go and pay some bills and everything, but I wanted to let you know we appreciate the fact that you let us ship to you every year, and you have a new cooler on the way. It's full.
Oh, thank you. Well, I appreciate that.
That's going to be our secret code there, because nobody else is going to know what that means. But you and I do, and I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing you next year and, again, having you come and walk the booth space with us. Because, we reach out to our inventors to get them excited about going so that now they've got a full year to get teed up, get, you know, their patent done, and we can help with that and be able to get involved in a group like the Inventors Roundtable. It's free. free, and now they can come in and they can talk about what's going on and, you know, ask their questions. Sometimes the best resource is the inventor sitting next to them, even if it is on a virtual screen.
Exactly. Yeah, I actually met several. I met everybody in your booth, and the enthusiasm that everybody has about attending the inventor lady's booth is amazing. I mean, they're just, you know, everybody's just very hopeful that they're going to be successful, and you can't be successful if you don't take the first steps. So
that's
a great venue.
Right. It is, and part of it too is the hardware show is such a misnomer. It should be called the Big Box Store National Show.
Exactly.
because it covers so many industries.
Yes, it covers, I mean, literally every industry that you can think of, including drug, grocery, everything. I mean, there's products literally for every retailer.
I always laugh and say, you know, high fashion might be a stretch, but everything else you can kind of throw in there.
Exactly.
Steve, let me ask you this right quick, Steve.
Sure.
How many products do you have right now?
Well, we're working on a right now. We're focusing on a medical product that, with one drop of blood, whether it's animal or human, a doctor can measure and understand what a person's pH is, which stands for potential hydrogen, and what that reflects is whether someone's body is acidic or alkaline, and if they're having physical problems, they can be treated much more quickly with our product. So hoping to release that to the veterinary world and the medical community this year. And it's there's nothing like it on the market. It's portable. It's an amazing product.
Well, Dave, thank you so much. Reed, how can we find out a little bit more information about Dave? He has a website, I think, huh?
Steve is our guest.
That's
okay. You know, if anybody wants to reach out and get in touch with Steve, shoot me an email. That'll be faster and easier at this point.
Great.
That'll be
all
great.
Right.
Steve, thank you for
being our guest. We've got to run. Thank you, buddy.
Oh, thank you so much. Take care.
All right, we're going to take a short break. Steve. We're going to come back with another guest, another topic right here on the Vent America radio program, along with my co-host, Ms. Rita Crompton. Y'all come back now. You hear? Yeah.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update. Stop flying over Alaska. That's the message from a U.S. senator.
Recovery efforts are underway in Alaska after the U.S. military shot down an unidentified object Friday. Reporter Ali Rafa.
President Biden calling this mission to take this aircraft down a success yesterday, but White House officials are admitting that at this point they have way more questions than answers. They still don't know where this object came from, who it belonged to.
The CDC is adding the COVID vaccine to routine immunization schedules for kids in adults. It joins the flu, polio, measles, mumps, and rubella and other shots. However, that doesn't mean the CDC is making the shot mandatory for children. So what does KC Chief quarterback Patrick Mahomes have to say to young people as he heads to the Super Bowl tomorrow?
Yeah, I would say keep following your dreams no matter what anyone says. No one thought I was going to be a professional football player.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yahee! Welcome back, everyone. That's right, this is the Invent America show, the segment of Home Talk USA. Along with my guests, all our guests and all our topics, we like to talk to inventors, but we're talking about the National Hardware Show right now. Me and Rita is just getting back from the show, and we're having a great conversation, so we want to welcome all of you. Rita, now who we have next?
Our next inventor is David Genius Fiegel.
The genius.
The genius part, and he understands that. When we were at the National Hardware Show last week, and Dave is at the airport, if you hear any background noise, he won a Retailer's Choice Award, and everybody that saw his product called him a genius. So then it got to be, it's like, and who am I? And it's the genius. So we were very proud of him. Dave, tell us a little bit about your experience at the National Hardware Show.
Wow, it was way over the top from anything I expected. Rita and her crew did a wonderful job. They recruited people to come talk to me about what we had, and it was nonstop. In the 3 days that I was there, they kept me busy enough that from 9 o'clock in the morning till when they quit, I did not have time to go to the restroom, and that's the truth. In 3 days, they had people coming in from all over the world. I was so impressed. We had so many inquiries and interest, not only in our product, but in licensing and everything else. I can't say enough about the job that they did. It was just over the top.
Well, thank you. And you were a wonderful inventor to have as part of the team. One of the things that, you know, that we've noticed is that, you know, a lot of our inventors will go multiple years in a row. And it's just like the gentleman that we just had on. I don't know if you'd had a chance to meet Steve Bowden, but he had gone 1 year with us, and he goes to some of these shows every year. But it wasn't until he had gone a couple of times that he actually found then the right carrier for the product and eventually the buyer for his business. So would you do it again?
Well, it depends on where we are. But for the contacts, yes, I would. I think you're very worthwhile. Time, you bring a lot of things to the table. And I've got a few more ideas in my head, which makes it a little scary. But I think it's very worthwhile. I think a person gets exposure that you can get nowhere else.
Yeah, it's, you know, being able to be there and have not just a consumer in front of you talking, but a store owner who represents hundreds of consumers and those buyers and suppliers to those other stores. Now you're getting the opinion of 1,000 people going through one set of conversations.
That's true, and I've also got a bunch of orders that I've got to take care of filling. I've got to look at ramping up production. I already have production and shipping and distribution in place. So a lot of people come through and ask questions. I can fulfill orders right now, and that's exactly what I'm going to be doing when I get back there. And I'm surprised at the range of places that orders come from, but we're going to do our darndest, and I know this is a giant leap forward for us.
So, well, that's great. I'm so proud of you guys. Now, it was fun because Dave was there with his entire family. There must have been, what, 12 of you in total? They're supporting you and working in that corner of where your show was, where your, you know, display was. It was fun to see the support that you brought with you.
I do have a lot of support from my family. They're all encouraging, and they as well were all impressed with the whole show and everything that went on. It was a good experience.
Well, good. I'm so glad. You know, it's interesting because, you know, every once in a while, Michael will say, well, our young inventors, David is 79 years young. And, you know, if you look around our booth, the majority of our inventors were over 60.
Well, you have to be 50 years old before you get a good idea.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at, Rita, the age of the inventors that was in the booth with elderly individuals with a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience, you know?
Yeah, you know, I've looked at it. Sometimes it's, you know, at that point where they're getting, you know, a little bit older, that they've got some money to put into something, they've got enough experience to, like Dave said, that's when they really get the aha moments. I don't know, male, female, you know, it really doesn't matter. It tends to be people that are a little bit older that have those really good aha moments and have been the drive and fortitude to move forward and take those first steps. And I think a lot of times at that point now they're willing to listen to the steps as opposed to just jumping in with both feet and floundering sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the most important part is get your ducks in a row and line things up that you're going to need and listen to people that know what the steps are rather than just think you're a genius and get an idea in the world.
Yeah. Also, Dave, also consistency plays a big part in all of this, just to be consistent and, you know, just don't try to, you know, exhibit your product just one time. Because, again, it just takes, a revolving type of consistency to, because at the end of the day, you never know who's going to walk up to the booth. You never know who you're going to talk to. You never know.
That's true.
Somebody's liable to change your life right there on the spot, you know?
Well, that's it's going to be interesting the next few weeks, I'll tell you that. Maybe the next year it's going to be very interesting.
So, Dave, where you go from here, Dave? Where are you going from here? I mean, what you got up your sleeve coming up? Anything interesting you're working on?
Well, I've got to work on handling the situation as far as the number of products and where they're going from here when I get back and what we've got ready to ship and what I've got I can make available to ship and that sort of thing. So those are my first priorities.
Well,
and I'm going to sort things out and go over things with Rita and see who we've got in the order of their importance and sort down through it because we got a ton of information.
All right. Well, let's get that website in. I think your website is cleancansolutions.com, right?
That's correct.
Just spell it out, cleancansolutions.com, and you also can go to the Inventor Lady website. She also has some information on you also. On behalf of Rita, we definitely want to thank you for being our guest, my buddy.
Well, thank you for the help. I appreciate it. Call back anytime. I'm usually not busy. I'm retired.
All right. All right, we're gonna step away. Got to pay some bills. Check our website out at HomeTalkUSA.com. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King. We are streaming live on the World Wide Web at the Genesis Communication Radio Network. That's at GCNLive.com. On behalf of Rita, we're going to step away. We're going to be right back with another guest, another topic, right here on the Event America segment of our show, Home Talk USA. Yay!
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting all organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back. That's right, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. We also invite all of you to check out our television show at HomeTalkTV.com. That's HomeTalkTV.com. Rita, wow, we had a great trade show, and one of the gentlemen that we're going to talk to right now is Michael Miller. I think he's your product expert, right?
He is our product expert, and I met him at the National Hardware Show a long time ago, and he was actually then licensing a product that I had helped the inventor with. Michael, thank you so much for joining us, because you've been going to trade shows for a long, long time, and so you've seen inventors as they've progressed through the steps at the trade shows. And so share from your point of view why it's so important for inventors to, you know, get to the show multiple times.
Absolutely. And thank you, Michael, and thank you, Rita. Yeah, I mean, even at the National Hardware Show here, this past one here last week, saw at least eight companies that were there where I remember the owner of that company, the inventor of the product with the, you know, sitting there at the trade show with their single product, very first time prototype, and now they're multi-million dollar companies. I mean, it's just absolutely fantastic. The exposure that your product gets, the comments that you get from the people that are walking the show, and also the ability to meet with your customers, your Lowe's, your Home Depot's, your Ace's, and a lot of the other smaller retailers that will be the folks that actually bring your product in. It's just amazing.
It is. And, you know, the economy shifts a little bit, the market shifts a little bit, technology shifts a little bit every year. So one year you might not meet quite the right person, and the next year you do. You just never know where they are in a particular year and a particular mindset of what they're looking for.
Absolutely, and I would say this year is just an absolutely fantastic year to have a new product. If you think about it, all these companies downsized and really didn't, because of the supply chain issues, were not really looking to expand their product lines. And so they really kind of faltered as far as the new products and new product improvements. And now everybody is scrambling to really try to find those next new products. And so now is just absolutely perfect for that. And that's what I heard from a lot of the people that were at the trade show, and just the amount of activity of companies looking for new products was just phenomenal.
Well, your insight for our inventors, where you were kind of working and basing out of our booth, was invaluable. They learned a lot from you, where you'd scout, kind of go out and scout for their product and then be able to come back and give them some insights. So I want to thank you so much for being our product expert at the show.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. What a great group of folks, and just some really amazing inventions that you had there at the show this year.
Mike, let me chime in just for a second before we have to step away. I know you had a chance to walk the show. Did you see anything maybe that struck your eye while you was walking the floor?
I would say that the thing that really struck my eye that I had mentioned here just a few minutes ago was the lack of innovation at a lot of the companies. And a lot of the people that know me at some of the different companies, the very first thing was, wow, what new stuff is at the show this year? What are the new things? You know, we really need some products. And that's what really struck me.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, there were a lot more crowds, you know, at the show this year, you know, post-pandemic and everything. But really, that need for innovation is stronger now than I've seen it in many, many years.
Yeah. And I think as smart homes expand and technology expands, electronics expands, you're right. But I think the last 3 years, when this country got shut down, I think that was also the problem. So we're probably 5 years behind the eight ball now in China. That's a show for another day, but China's just going to surpass us now big time unless we start doing what we do, invent things and coming up with things. And that's what's good about Rita with the Invent America show. She's never going to let it die. She's always going to go out there and try to find something, you know, that's out there, you know. Well, we got to step away. We got to run again. We got to take a break. Got to pay some bills. Michael Miller, the product expert for the Invent America, for the Invent Lady herself, Rita. We're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back wrapping up. Me and Rita, y'all stay tuned. Yay! Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back. Pretty much wrapping up this hour of the Invent America show, which is a part of the Home Talk USA radio family. We are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. You can also catch us on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com every Saturday from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock Central Time. That's when we're live. That's when I'm behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone, taking calls, answering emails. And then the second hour is the Invent America show. But Rita, wow, it's going to take me a couple of days to get back in focus, but... What a great show, as always.
Thank you, and we've got great inventors, so we just put it together into a great show.
All right, we're going to step away. Got to run to next week. On behalf of the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton, this is the Cajun contractor, Michael King. See you next week. Yay! So long.
All right.
Home Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparra. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Prolific Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Product, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com.
Yay!
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.